right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Wow, I really did some scale work.
Did you scale it?
I really did a heavy scale.
Heavy. It's on Zoom, so I can only hear myself. And speaking for myself, wow.
Wow.
That was really good.
I know that personally, I sounded amazing.
So, I pray for you, obviously. Of course I pray
Thank
for you.
You.
How are you?
Jesse, I'm good. I'm feeling young because it's my roommate's birthday.
Oh, God.
Is this weekend. But she... her cousin's staying with us, and she has a friend staying with us now, and they're going to brunch, and none of them are ready, so they're all...
There's chaos.
There's chaos, but I'm locked in my room now to record, but, I mean, it's like, reminds me of...
college, because that one friend who made the reservation, who's like, I swear to God, they will give up our spot.
Yes, it's very that, but they also, like... woke up an hour ago. I only slept for like 4 hours.
Chris.
Because I went with them last night.
What did you guys do, you crazy cats?
I did ecstasy. I'm just kidding. I didn't. I can't do anything like that anymore because I will die. But we were drinking on a rooftop.
Hello.
And then I went to bed. We got home at like 1:30. And then, Jesse, let me tell you something, okay? Because I need the whole world to know how strong I am.
Okay.
Okay? Willpower-wise.
Oh.
Because, you know, I still haven't broken no carbs, no dairy. Okay? She's down like 12 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I went to boxing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh.
Okay? She's like really trying. And so then last night, I was like, I'm... so hungry.
I'm
also drunk.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I've been doing so well. Maybe it's time I can break no carbs for this one. Oh, also the tux that came. So all of this is
the
to
tux,
fit into.
That's right, the tux.
Yeah, so it came like 2 days ago. And they say try it on right away because if you need to like send it back, that's the whole
right.
business, I guess. So I was like I do with my problems, just like set it to the side and was like, I'll try it. And if I'll deal with it when I have to. And then yesterday I was like, you know what? I have to be responsible.
Hell yes.
I need to try this tux on. So I did. And it fits.
Yes. Yes.
So thank God. It is still a little tight in the thigh. So I am going to wear Spanx with it.
Okay. That's fine.
Only because it fits. My fear is I'm going to sit down joyously
It's
going to rip.
Absolutely.
I might even bring an extra pair of black pants just
in case.
To be safe. It's
brilliant.
A long day. It's a long day. So, but anyway, so we're ordering food. It's me and my roommate and a friend who was slept over. And I was like, we ordered diner food. I pass around the thing. So I'm like, I'll get eggs, but I really want the fucking home fries, right? So I order eggs. It comes. It's an omelet. And half of the thing is the home fries. And I dumped them onto my friend's plate, and I did not eat the fucking home fries. And that was at 3 o'clock in the morning, drunk as hell.
I'm so proud of you.
I mean, this morning I was like, God, I am
a
beacon of
hope. You are a man on a mission.
And so there's this one, the boxing classes,
yeah.
Like they have usually it's like 5 days. I have like four or five different instructors, but they usually have like the same, like Olivia on Tuesdays at 8:15, and then there's like, you know, Aaliyah Wednesdays at 8:15. And so Olivia is the one that I've taken the most classes with, and she knows me now. And so like she'll be walking around the class and she'll be like, yes, Chris, you're killing it, Chris. And it's not when she's standing at her computer. So I know she knows my real name now. And then yesterday when we were leaving class, she like looked at me because she like stands at the door when you're leaving and like give says nice things because that's how it works. And then she like stopped and she was like, "You're really crushing it." And made eye contact with me. I was like, you're really crushing it lately.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I'm.
And she doesn't even know the half of it.
She doesn't even know the half of it. But she, I could tell because I had her, I think, 3 times this week.
Wow. My God. You are on the wagon and I've fallen off.
Well, you look great.
Well, I went out last night too, if you can believe it.
You did? What happened? Is that why we're both like,
Yeah, it was harder this morning. Well, what's funny, first of all, 2 things. One thing is on like Thursday night, I was like, you know what? I'm not getting fucking high anymore.
Why?
Because I think, remember, it doesn't matter. But so I was like, you know what?
Oh, I thought you meant you didn't want to get high.
No,
anymore.
I wanted to get high. I felt like I wasn't getting high. So I was like, fuck everybody. I'm buying a gravity bong because I had one.
What the fuck?
I was like, because I had one when I was home and like that thing gets you fucked up. And fucked up, I just mean like I feel it.
I don't think I've smoked a gravity bong in like.
Oh, my God. Because I didn't even tell you that I. Oh my God, Sunday night I took an edible with my friend Sarah.
Yeah.
And I was like, because again, I had the same mentality, which was like, let's get high. And so
it's a beautiful mentality to have.
It is a beautiful mentality. And thank you for that. So we're watching Jumanji and I'm sobbing.
As one does.
I'm sobbing because it's so beautiful. Everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, it was like all of my senses closed in on each other. And I was like, turn off the lights. Turn off, like. And then I told Sarah, I was like, girl, I can't move. I was like, I can't move. And long story short, she had to walk me to the other side of the building to my apartment and just make sure that I got in okay.
Oh, wow.
And from that, I obviously learned my lesson and was like, you can't trust an edible, but a gravity bong you can trust. So
it's so convenient that she lives in your building.
It's too convenient. I feel like I'm like living in a little sitcom. Oh, we went out last night. I had a martini. I think it was the strongest martini I've ever had in my life. Because when I tell you I was wasted.
Oh, see, me too. But I had like 13.
I'm such a lightweight because I never drink.
Yeah.
I never drink. I got one martini and was like, hello, where is your bathroom? Like, it was psychotic.
I've been drinking a lot less, and obviously I'm like eating a lot less, so I have been getting drunker. Like, I got drunk pretty quick last night. I'm trying to think of what I was going to say. There was something. Oh, last at like 3 a.m, I'm on. I found this thing about this guy has like a TikTok where he like raises goldfish. He's like obsessed with goldfish. And there was this one that was like sick and fucked up and he was like nursing it back to health. And so I go through all of it like day 31 with,
yes,
Goldie. Or her name was Viola, the goldfish. And then day whatever. And then I'm like, oh my God, he posted one today about Viola and she died.
Okay.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
At 3 a.m.? That's so sad you found that out.
I know. And I just felt such hope.
Yeah, were you beside yourself? I would be like, leave me.
I shed a tear.
Oh.
I shed a tear for this disgusting ass fish.
I am known to shed a tear whenever.
Yeah.
I love to cry. I really do.
Also, there's a liquor store next to my apartment, and they have this huge fish tank, but there's only 3 fish in it, and they're humongous. And the one, I'm like, I think that's a fucking blowfish. And
yeah,
it's like a huge blowfish. And I finally yesterday, I was like, did you name the fish to the guy? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, how long have you had them? And he was like so annoyed with my questions. He was like 5 years. And I was like, oh, how big were they when you got them?
Yeah.
And he was like, they were like this big and like makes like an inch size, and now they're enormous.
Wow.
And there's like an eel in it that's huge.
Shut up.
And he was like, the eel was like 2 inches long and skinny, because it's like probably like a foot and a half long and like thick. And he was like, it was like tiny and skinny when I first got him. And I was like, so was I. And he laughed hysterically.
Okay,
and
God now, bless. Thank God. Now,
I was like, okay, this is a man who likes comedy. He just doesn't like questions.
Loves. There are people out there that love comedy.
And I was like, does the blowfish ever blow? Because you know they turn into the ball?
Yes.
And he was like, very, very rarely. And I was like, oh, that means it's happy. It's living a good life. Because blowfish blow when they're... like on the defense, they make themselves so things like won't eat.
Guys,
them.
What's really funny about Chris is like every now and then he'll just spout out animal facts, which I love, and I love how like it's very seamless. And then there's normally 57 after. Like I'll be like, look at this peacock feather, and you're like, did you know that peacocks are raised in this habitat? And I'm always like, what? Like, you just know a ton about animals.
I do know a ton. It's funny you mentioned peacocks.
I said
because
it.
Did you know at the Brooklyn Zoo,
no,
the peacocks just walk around.
They walk amok.
Like they let them just like walk
roam
through the
free?
Whole zoo. And so if you're walking past the zoo, because I used to have to walk past it to get home if yeah. I would walk a certain way.
Okay.
And they'll just be like on the other side of the fence, and the zoo's closed, and they're just ruling the roost. And the seals too, you can see the seals from the road also. And sometimes I will, when I used to live there, just stand and watch the seals.
Mate.
I love animals, but I hate zoos. It's a real
crossroads.
Yeah, zoos
are sad. Zoos.
If you had to have an exotic animal as a pet, like a tiger, bear, lion, a monkey.
Hi.
Anything.
And like, am I guaranteed it won't kill me?
No,
I'm not guaranteed that. Okay.
No, so you have to choose your
way of death. Like, I can't say sloth.
You can say sloth.
I think I would say sloth.
I do. You want to know something about sloths?
Absolutely.
They are pretty good swimmers.
Yeah, I would have never known.
And they're like, ready? A sloth is like hanging out in its thing. And they obviously move very slow. So it's hanging in its tree. And then another sloth calls because she wants to get mated, right? And so I watched this poor sloth, and he takes like light, like ages to try to get to the other tree to like fuck this sloth. And he finally gets there. And then she calls again, and she's on the other side of the river. Like, he misheard her. So then he just lets go of the branch and lets the river wash him to the other side. And then goes and climbs to mate with her. And then when he got there, she already fucked someone else.
No.
Yeah, and the sloth literally just, like, hung its head and went back to the river. Can you imagine?
I've been there, let me say that. Been there, done that, okay?
I basically live like a sloth now.
Exactly. I'm just like, whatever. I'll find someone else down the creek.
A sloth would be a fun pet.
I know. I think so, too. What would you do? A tiger? A lion? A bear? A bear.
A bear, probably.
Yeah. You.
Except they can kill you.
But so can. Yeah, I know.
But I would rather like a bear than like a monkey.
A monkey? That death is too unpredictable.
That death is very, yeah, exactly. It's, and they're littler. Like,
yeah.
I feel like a bear can't hide.
That's the thing. A bear, I'm going to just be like, you know what? Take me. But a monkey, I'm going to be like, you little fucker, you're skinnier than me.
Yeah.
This can't be happening. And I'd like try to do something. And then it would just like, oh, it would humiliate me. And probably, honestly, like, it would be hurtful. It would
tear
be torture.
Tear your face off.
Yeah.
Remember the woman whose face was torn off?
Barely.
She was on Oprah and stuff. She had a chimp, and it literally, she lived in Greenwich, Connecticut. She used to take the monkey, like, people used to say that the chimp would be at the library, like, with her. Like, she had it since she was, like, young.
And what happened?
Her friend came to the house, who had been there before, I guess. The monkey started attacking her friend. And so then she tried to, I think this is what happened, unless I'm thinking of a different story. She tried to, like, pull the monkey off of her friend, and then the monkey turned on her and completely destroyed her. Like, she literally had no face. He took off everything on her face.
My God, I'm very upset by that.
It was so fucked up.
Like,
it's crazy.
What happened to the monkey?
I think they had to euthanize him.
Oh.
I don't know, though. I also watched a documentary on Siegfried and Roy, because that is so insane to me.
Oh, my God. Wait. I've been, like, on a documentary kick. So what's this doc called?
I think it's actually just, like, a 2020 episode or a Dateline episode, but it's, like, 2 hours long. Do you watch Dateline, Jesse? Because it's amazing.
I just watched something that was about the OnlyFans on Hulu.
Oh, go. Dateline has, when I tell you, like, 900 episodes, and it's just 2 hour documentaries basically every episode.
Okay, about, absolutely.
Like, murders or, like, random things like the Siegfried and Roy shit, because they were the highest paid, like, in 1990 or 1980s something. They were getting $50 million a year.
No.
To do the show, which is, like, wild. That's, it was, like, stupid. The highest by far. And then the tiger that attacked Roy was, it's just, like, a sad story.
I want to hear, though.
So they had him for years or whatever, and they do everything, like, exactly the same way every show. And he said that, like, they were all watching the show, and the tiger, like, he, like, moves one way, and the tiger's supposed to, like, go left, but the tiger didn't. And he was, like, in that moment, he was like, oh, this, something's wrong. And Siegfried was watching from, was, like, hiding in a thing, because it's all, like, magic, too. So Siegfried's, like, waiting to be, like, launched into something on stage.
Right.
And is watching from this. And
does Roy see, or is his back turned?
Roy's on stage with the tiger.
But did he see the tiger went the wrong way?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, like, if you were in the audience, you wouldn't know anything?
I wouldn't know.
But, like, Roy and the
Siegfried, all the,
because they have, like, two handlers per tiger, or they did have, like, two handlers per tiger backstage. And then how they're all sitting, because, you know, they always show them, like, all sitting around, like, a pyramid type thing. And yeah. Siegfried and Roy, they're all on leashes, and their handlers are under the thing holding them. So, like, because if you're sitting in the audience, it's literally just, like, there's a tiger on stage. No barrier between you.
Oh, no.
And it's not on any chain or anything. So they're on, like, you can't tell, but there's handlers holding them from.
Okay, thank, like, God.
So that, if anything, whatever. And so Roy was handling it himself.
Why?
This tiger. And they had it for, like, since it was a baby, and it was, like, 10 years or something. And then I think there was, like, a noise or something in the crowd, and the tiger just, like, wasn't listening to him. And so then you can see Roy, like, get loud with the tiger, and then the tiger, like, grabs him by the neck and drags him off stage.
No.
And everyone's like, what the fuck, blah, blah, blah. But that's the tiger, like, that's how they would protect their own.
Right.
So, like, he wasn't trying to attack him, but he dragged him back into his cage, and he's, like, completely clamped on his throat, like he would his own, like, tiger baby.
Oh, no.
And so then all the people are, like, freaking out trying to get him, and he's, like, getting tighter because he's thinking they're, like, trying to hurt Roy, and so he whatever. And so then when they, like, they kept that tiger. They never even, because he said that Roy was, like, don't hurt the tiger or something was, like, his last word before that. And then, yeah.
Did he die?
No, but he, was like never the same. He had like to get complete reconstructive surgery and like couldn't really talk and it's just crazy.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine?
No, that really makes me sad. See, that's the thing, because when you watch, like, I think it was Blackfish, like, these big animals, like Winnie, for instance, you'll notice right now.
Oh, she scratched you?
I have, like, two scratches on my neck. If Winnie were bigger, I would be dead. My face would be gone. I would be ripped from limb to limb.
Yeah, because it's a fucking lion.
She's a lion. And also, like, I see her where sometimes it's like loving snap. And I'm like, okay. But luckily, I'm like 80 times bigger. And she still scares me. So, like, if there were a big lion, I would be so scared.
Yeah.
A bear? Goodbye. But it just breaks my heart when you see those videos of, like, you know, tigers or lions that like love these humans, and I'm like, oh yes, like I love this for us. And then one bad day and it's all over.
Yeah,
so that's what breaks my heart, because
yeah, I do know.
So did you flirt last night? Were you
there? Was no one to flirt with. It was a very not gay crowd. My roommate, who I've been friends with for like 20 years, it was at like this guy's house that she's friends with, who totally like wants to date her, she's not, you know, into it. And so then that was my first time meeting him, and he was like, oh, so I hear we're both like competing to be the number one man in Steph's life. And I was like, competent. I literally was like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if we're competing as much as you think.
It was, yeah, very
good for him. He's trying.
Yeah, it's, I don't think, gonna work, but what are you gonna do? You know?
It's nice to see. You know, it's nice to see.
Yeah. But should we do a little Hallmark?
I guess we should jump into a Hallmark.
Right?
I think that's the only thing we can do.
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Do you want to start? I started the last time.
Picture this. A high-powered magician.
That doesn't make sense.
Magician?
A high-powered magician?
Talking in Vegas, honey, the biggest show in Vegas. A high powered magician is finishing her Vegas show with her partner.
I think we just created the first headlining female magician in Vegas.
Yeah, we did.
I love it. What's her name?
Her name is...
What's her real name and her stage name?
Okay, her real name is Wendy...
Poppins.
Wendy Poppins. And her stage name is Poppy the... Poppy. It's just Poppy.
Okay.
Poppy. So Wendy Poppins, also known as Poppy, and then her partner, who is...
I'm the magician's assistant?
Well, they're partners. So it's like a Siegfried and Roy. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
it's like
fun.
Yeah, so partners. So his name is...
Devin Poppins.
Okay, we're siblings. Devin Poppins, whose stage name is
Poppy and Poopy.
I'm just glad that you're Poopy.
How about Hoppy? Hoppy and Poppy.
Okay, Hoppy and Poppy. So Hoppy and Poppy. So we're finishing this massive show. Huge applause. We go into our dressing room. I'm like, which is gorgeous. It's decked out with the lights and like it's velvet everything. Okay. And just like gorgeous.
We have thrones. That
yes.
We
and we're like, where is our tea? Piping hot tea comes in. And they're like, great.
Mine
show.
Is just vodka in a teacup.
And they're like, great show at, what do you call the big show at Vegas? MGM? No.
I mean, there's like 1,000.
Okay, there's 1,000.
MGM Grand, I believe, is one.
Okay. So they're like, amazing show. The head of the showcase wants to see you guys tomorrow. And we're like, okay.
Okay, that's interesting because they know not to talk to us on Fridays, but...
But okay, is it a raise? It's a raise.
And they're like, well, you already get paid $50 million. So is it a raise or is it not?
Oh, yeah. We just need to know for spending purposes. And they're like, honestly, I have no details. You'll have to go to the meeting tomorrow. So.
And I say, okay, thanks. You're fired.
Yeah. So we go to this meeting and I'm like, Poppy, don't get angry. Whatever happens. Let's just keep a level head. Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. But I'm saying just like, don't.
I'm saying that we will see. I can't make promises that I'm not positive I can keep.
Okay, but I do think you can keep it if you did promise it, but let's just go in.
If they don't call us Mr. and Mrs. Poppins when we walk in the door, I'm going to be so pissed. You know I hate when they call me Hoppy.
No, which is confusing.
That name is saved for my fans.
So we go into this really big, lavish boardroom, and there's like a cute little old man sitting on the end of the table.
And I say, what's up, you old piece of shit?
Starts dying laughing. He's like, ah, Hoppy, you are just too funny. And Poppy, look at you.
And I say, look at you. You look more decrepit each time I see you. And we have another good chuckle.
Yeah, he's dying. He's like, I can't with you. He's like, I've got some good news and I've got some even better news. We're okay. Like, oh my God. Well, I guess let's start with the good news. He's like, your show is a hit. Everybody loves it. I love that you guys make it different every like few months so that people can come back. That's really smart. The magic is off the chain. The animals are.
I say, who taught you the off the chain? You old geezer.
You guys share another chuckle. And then he says, I'm just so thrilled with how much revenue it's bringing in. So there's even better news. And the even better news is I've decided there's a perfect way to do a combination of two acts. He says, I've got this two hunky cowboys.
Wow.
That have this great country show that are like massive in the South. And I've already gotten them a contract. And they said, and we thought it'd be so fun if it's like a country magic show.
Okay, what? So you're bringing in people to fuck up our show?
No, I am making your show bigger. By
bringing on two more headliners?
By expanding it, yes, and sort of intertwining the acts. Like a lot of times you guys have such big tricks. I mean, the tank where you go into the water tank, submerge mm-hmm. yourself for what, 20 minutes?
26 minutes.
26 minutes, which is amazing, but I thought to myself,
I fall asleep in there.
Well, and so does the
Excuse
audience.
Excuse me?
I was going to say that it would be great during the tank trick, for instance, if we had...
Oh, sorry, I'm not doing fucking tricks in the tank that I'm holding my breath under for 26 minutes. Jesus Christ.
No, of course.
Poppy, I'm about to say... well, let's get out of here.
Okay, but before you guys go, I just like, they're going to come to your rehearsal today. And just
the
be nice.
They are.
And I think this show's going to be great. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
So bringing in two fucking straight men to, God forbid, that you have a female and a gay headliner.
Well, I still do have a female and a gay headliner. And also, I don't know their sexual orientation. I never asked.
They're country stars.
Say, how woke of him. And then you say, they're country stars. And I say, okay, well...
Poppy, you never give us enough credit, okay? You've always been wanting to bring in other people.
What?
Oh, it's fine. I haven't taken my Xanax yet today. Let's just fucking get to it.
Okay, you're in a bad mood.
Well, now I am.
Yeah, well, it's just a little hard to kind of like...
To what? To do magic when I'm pissed off?
Yeah.
I do my best... tricks when I'm feeling emotional.
Okay. I don't know if I do. I can't
well, we'll
say
find out.
I guess we will.
And then as we are...
Yeah, you take over.
As we're arguing, we're walking and talking and arguing.
Of course we are, yeah.
And people are stopping and like, Poppy, Hoppy, can we... And every time somebody comes up, we immediately snap back to character and take pictures and sign their little autograph books.
Of course, yes. Yeah. Okay, you guys have a good one. Have a good one. I swear to God.
I think maybe we have British accents when we're Hoppy and Poppy.
I love that. Oh, of course.
My God.
Oh, my God, you guys. That is so adorable. All right, you guys get.
Yeah, get you guys better get out of here. We got rehearsed for you.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God. I'm so fucking sick of this shit.
You need to keep it into check. Understood.
And then as we're walking, we hear the sound of... Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Like guitar.
Okay, guitar.
And then we hear, tell me something, girl. And we're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, Lady Gaga better be having Bradley Cooper join her at her residency.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she didn't tell me because she would have told me.
You guys are in a fight, right?
Yeah, she... We're both headlining on Vegas. And so we started fighting about it. And then we hear, is there something else you want? You know, he sings the whole part. And we walk in. We look up at the stage. And I notice the lighting guy, who's normally not there this early for rehearsals, because it's a set stage, Jesse. But he's doing something with the lights, raising them. And I say, oh my God, he has to raise the lights. Because the man on stage, his head's hitting the lights where they used to be. And so this must mean that this man is what, like...
How tall are the... How high?
The lights are about 6'3" and a half.
Wow.
And his hair is hitting them.
Oh my God, so...
And his hair is about an inch. So...
Yeah.
That would make him about, I would say maybe like 6'2", 6'3", somewhere. It's a tall man.
Okay.
And he's doing the lights, and I'm like, I can't believe they're raising the lights. I've been asking to get the right lights raised for a year. And I'm like, okay, he sings. He is good, though, Jesse. He's a good singer, and he's hot. He's got, a nice flannel.
Ooh.
He's dressed like a country music star, but also has the raw good looks of someone who could be on The Bachelor but would choose not to.
Ugh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that type of confidence, too. That's like, that's a hard pass for me. Thank you.
And his name is Travis. His name's Travis.
Absolutely.
And then it changes, and I'm like, well, this is Gaga's part, and... Let's see. And then we hear... and I'm like, what the fuck? That's a man's voice. And then from the mist comes out another man. And the lighting... I'm like, is this happening? Because the lighting is on peak for both men. So I'm like, how are they lighting two men, one of whom is a gargantuan? And then I'm like, oh my God. There's two men that are 6'2", 6'3".
Oh my God, because next to each other, you're like, that's a lateral move.
I'm like, they're the same height.
Girl, yeah.
And they look alike.
I'm they're like, twins. What the?
They're brothers. Okay, Travis and Trevor.
Okay, absolutely.
Travis and Trevor.
Yeah.
And they sing melodiously. And then they finish singing, and you just hear... Slow clap. It's me. And I go, well, 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 if it isn't T-Squared, which is their band name.
Wow.
Like, if it isn't T-Squared, all the way up from East Bumblefuck wherever.
I guess Tia and Tamara was already taken.
Which is such a shame, because I'm a fan of the Maori sisters. And too. We're friends. We follow each other on Instagram because they love magic. And you know what? I love magic as well, which is why I loved Sister Sister. and teased Trevor. Trevor goes, I love that show as well. And I'm like, okay.
Stop. No one asked.
You didn't. You don't even see it. And he's like, I love The Neighbor. And I'm like, the neighbor's name is Roger.
It's Roger. And everybody knows that. Go home, Roger.
And he's like, no, I know. I just... And I'm like, what about Go Home Trevor? That could be a fun thing to say.
What if we say that during the show?
Go home, Trevor.
Go home, Trevor.
And he's like, oh, we're so excited to be headlining this with you guys. And I'm like, yeah, I bet the fuck you are.
Oh, I bet you are, you little bitch.
And he's like, I've been such a fan of yours for so long. I think you're so great. And I'm like,
are you talking to both of us or is that directed to Hoppy?
No, he's like, both of you. Okay. But I've always had directed. Like my little, like Hoppy, I actually had a poster of you on my wall when I was trying to make it recently, about 3 years ago. I had a poster of you on my wall to inspire me.
As much as I think that's adorable, be a grown man and frame a poster. Okay, tell me it was framed, please.
He's like, it was framed.
Okay, good. Sorry, just checking.
It was on canvas. And I'm like, that's... I didn't get paid for that, but okay. And then the whole time I'm like, and what about you, quiet bitch?
Yeah, what about the quiet little bitch?
And he's like, oh, sorry, I was taken aback by Poppy's beauty. And I'm like, okay, you guys already have the fucking job. You can take your lips off our asses now.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm sorry. I just, I think she's the most beautiful. I had a poster of her on my wall, but I had to take it down because my wife got jealous. And I'm like, oh, yeah. You're like, okay.
What an insecure little bitch.
And he's like, yeah, she was. That had a big part in our divorce. She just couldn't handle being with someone as famous as me. And I'm like, how do you think we feel? We're more famous than you are. He's like, I know. I can't imagine how you must feel. And we're like, thank you for recognizing that.
Thank you for recognizing and, it. Dating as hell.
They're like, okay, we should probably start planning the show.
We're like, okay, well... You're joining our show, so we'll tell you what the show is, and then if you can think of ways to insert yourself, I guess.
And they're like, okay, yeah, we have some ideas. And I'm like, okay. And they tell us these ideas. They tell us. And there's one where we both simultaneously trust fall 20 feet.
Sorry. Absolutely.
And they have to catch us.
Ooh.
And I'm like, that I know I look very light, but
me too.
Coming at 20 feet, it might be like a sack of potatoes.
Because like, I don't know how vent force works with gravity and density, but I'm going to get heavier as I get farther down is my guess.
Yeah. And he's like, well, let's see. And they take off their denim jackets. And that's when we see they have bulging arms.
Okay.
They're strong.
Ooh. And I didn't see that coming.
And I'm like, I still don't know if it's a good idea. So they're like, well, let's practice. And I'm like, all right, what do we have to lose? And you're like, well, our lives. And I'm like, it's fine. We'll put the tank of water down. And just in case, you know? And so... we do the trick, and they catch us, and the world stops moving for a moment.
Stop.
We make eye contact. I'm making eye contact with Travis. Trevor. You're making eye contact with Travis. And then we make eye contact with each other and exchange a, ruh-roh, what's happening? I'm like, I can feel myself getting wet.
I'm submerged, like, in the pool.
I'm like, am I? And they're like, you're not in the pool.
Okay.
Okay. You should probably just let me in the pool.
Both jump in.
And so whatever. And now we're loosening up a little bit on them, you know? We're rehearsing. It's a montage scene. We have a good time rehearsing. We're having a great time. We're at the end of rehearsal. We're tired. And Travis says to you, can I, what, are you hungry? You gotta be famished. You look like you haven't eaten in years.
We're married. Good for you. You've learned the right words to say. And I am hungry, and thank you for saying that.
And he's like, I know this is probably pretty lame because you're such a beautiful megastar, but would you want to go to this little diner I know of? It's like a hidden gem.
Absolutely. You had me at Hidden Diner.
And he takes you. And I guess, and I stand there, and I'm like, I guess I'll suck my own nutsack for lunch.
Oh, my God.
And you look back at me, and you're like, and you flip me off. And then Trevor is like, do you want to get high and order room service?
What?
And I'm like, what? How did you know that's my favorite thing to do? And he's like, I told you, I've been a fan.
He's like, I have a gravity bong and everything.
And I'm like,
let's get fucked up.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not allowed to have weed in my room anymore. It's a legal issue. But for... And he's like, what? And I'm like, sorry, I just make jokes about things when I'm nervous. And he's like, why are you nervous? And I'm like, why are you nervous? And he's like, because I'm meeting my celebrity crush. And I'm like, is Ryan Reynolds here? And he's like, no, you. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm suddenly very aware that I've been yelling at him all day, and also that I'm... And I'm making him hold my bags as we speak. And then he's like, so do you want to get high and order some grilled calamari?
Ugh.
And I'm like, I would love that. So we go. And then we cut back to your date. And you're at the diner. And you're just laughing. Uh-huh. And then someone comes up to you. They're like, oh my God, are you Poppy Poppins?
Hello. Yes, I am. How are you, darling?
I'm like, I'm a huge fan. Do you mind? Can we take a picture? Blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
And you do it. And he's like, how? They go and you snap back. And he's like, how are you so strong?
With the accent? I've taken a lot of training.
No, I meant you can't even enjoy a BLT with extra mayo and a side of thick cut homemade French fries. With ketchup, without, oh, that sounds so good.
You know, it's
good.
Funny. You what?
What? No, I'm just having a moment thinking about the lunch, the BLT.
It's funny because, you know, people say we're paid so much money for just having to do one show a day. But, you know, The show is all the time. We are constantly performing. And when you think about it that way, we're not paid enough.
Wow. I guess you're right.
Thank
well,
you.
I just want
I
you to know.
I'm doing my regular accent.
You don't have to perform
everything.
When you're with me. Yeah, no, I just meant like.
Just other stuff, even.
I was just trying to like say.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you. And I wouldn't.
Okay, cool.
I won't.
Like, even if we end up. Like, I would never want you to fake even, like, you know, this. Maybe we should get milkshakes. And you're both kind of flustered.
Okay.
Because you're like. What's going on? It's flirty. It's sexy.
It's sex. Sex is happening.
And then you say like, well, I don't want a milkshake if I'm having sex tonight.
Good for me.
And he's like, oh, do you have another date after this? And you're like, nope. And now you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. And then the waitress comes over and then she's like, what can I get for you? And he says... Can we get two chocolate milkshakes? And you like sigh heavily. And then he's like, they'll keep in the freezer until later on tonight. And you're like, oh, actually, if that's the
never
thing.
As good refrozen.
Yeah, but like, it's not, maybe we can just order something else later.
Oh my God.
And so
we're
you guys are talking
so
a lot,
much.
You know, And then
it's almost like he's trying to get to know me.
He is. He's trying to get to know you in a way that no one ever has. Says, so where do you see yourself settling down, Wendy?
Oh, my God. He knows my real name.
Yeah. And you go, how do you know my real name? I what What do you mean? That's don't.
It's on Wikipedia.
Yeah. I guess I'm showing you all my cards here. Vegas joke. I've looked you up before.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I don't really have plans. Like, I don't know, you know, what will happen.
Well, are you trying to settle down? Do you want love? Or
yeah,
are you happy performing and going home to no one and nothing? But he says it in a nice way.
Yeah. I mean, I am really happy, but I'm hoping that somebody great comes along.
And he's like, yeah, I was hoping somebody great came along too. And then they did. And you're like, oh, are you dating? He's like, I wouldn't say that, but who knows? And then you're like, wait, so are you dating someone? And he's like, no, I'm talking about you. I have a...
So funny.
And you're like, sorry, I'm just used to,
Poppy is not funny. He is very Dullsville.
And he's like, yeah, I totally got that vibe. And then we cut to the Hoppy date.
Okay, so we are mid-smoke. And we've got... carts of like grilled calamari. We've got
it's
like
just pounds and pounds of grilled seafood, and I'm like, I'm off carbs.
Yeah, and he's like, me too.
That's why I ordered 400 shrimp.
Yeah, so the two of you are just like chowing down on like shrimp and grilled octopus and calamari, and you know, there's scallops.
Ooh.
Honestly, I'm starving just thinking about this.
It all sounds delicious.
It sounds so good. And you guys are laughing and you're both like also really high. And you're like, never did I ever think a country star would be this fishy. And he's like, I like ribs, but I like seafood better.
And I'm like, I like ribs too.
Yeah.
And also I like seafood. And we're really high, so the conversation sounds more illuminating.
Yeah. And he's like, God, you really are magic.
Thank you. You are really a hot star. You're like the sun. Here comes the sun.
It's like,
oh my God.
Can I play you a song?
Yes, as long as it's not bad.
I wrote it for you.
Okay, when?
I would look at your poster and I would
Yeah,
sing
please.
This.
I would love to hear it.
Okay. Dun 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 dun. One day I wanna be Hoppy. One day I wanna be Hoppy with you. I wanna be Hoppy with you. One day I wanna smile. One day I wanna walk down the aisle. One day Hoppy with you.
Wow. It's a little more Avril Lavigne than country.
Okay, well, it was me kind of pushing boundaries anyway.
Because yeah.
It was my coming out song.
Okay. I like your originals. I like your classics. It was great.
I can tell you don't like it, but...
No, I loved it. It was just not what I was expecting. And the lyrics didn't really mean anything. I want to be Hoppy with you? What does that mean? My name is Hoppy.
Yeah.
But you want to be me? With me?
Get out of here. You can put together the lyrics.
I mean, I get what the lyrics are. I just don't believe that you wrote that years ago. It seems like you just made it up when you said it. Can I hear it again in the exact way you sang it before?
Yeah, but also I feel weirdly grilled right now.
We're high. We're having fun.
Okay, but I now am paranoid.
Sing it again.
No, now I'm...
There's nothing to be paranoid about. It's your favorite song that one you wrote
day,
for me.
I want to be happy. One day I want to be happy. One day I want to be happy with you. One day I want to smile. One day I want to walk down the aisle. One day happy with you.
Wow. See, I'll eat crow. You obviously did know.
Hold
it.
Hold on. I think there's grilled crow right here.
Yeah. I mean, I still, the song ends with you saying, one day I want to hoppy with you.
Be hoppy with you.
Is it a play on happy?
Are you just really high? Because it's pretty much I'm saying I want to be happy, but I'm saying I want to be with you.
See, I just registered the happy reference. I didn't put that together.
Okay.
So now that I know that.
It's a great song.
It's terrible still, but I like the lyrics.
It's a brilliant song. Thank you.
Listen, I'm a Taurus. I can't lie.
Well, you're a Taurus, so you're not always right either.
Actually, that is not what we believe as Tauruses. And you are, I'm assuming, are you a Scorpio?
Am I a Scorpio? I could
be. What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know when Scorpios are born, but yeah.
Well, what is your sign?
Well, I'm a Virgo.
So then what do you mean you could be a Scorpio? I was asking what your sign was.
I think that you're paranoid. and then you both laugh.
And then I roll my eyes and I'm like, I guess not all movies have two romantic happy endings.
One of us just sang a romantic song to the other while the other ripped it apart. But I still want to be happy with you.
Okay, well, maybe you could write me a song like you did all the other songs on your album that made you famous, like a country song.
Okay, do a magic trick.
I'm doing one now. I'm pretending that I liked that song, which was pretty magical.
Well, you're very bad at magic then, because I definitely know that you don't.
Say that to the poster you had hanging above your bed.
I will.
And then we start. Yeah.
It was all in good fun, you guys.
It was all in good fun.
And there's shrimp flying everywhere.
And I say the maids will clean it up. Okay, it's show day. It's the next day. It's show day.
Show day.
And you and I are like, where the fuck are Trevor and Travis? We spent all that time rehearsing. We can't find them. We can't find them. And then all of a sudden, they show up. But they're not in uniform.
What?
They're not in costume.
Why not?
And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And they're like, we don't want you to feel like we're taking your show. And I'm like, what? And they're like, we're going to go back to Kentucky.
What?
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I let you... And I say some like... Things that don't even make it to Netflix.
They can't.
They almost pulled the whole movie.
Because of this one line, yeah.
And I insisted it remain in the script.
Yeah, there was no modification.
And so they just bleeped out the entire line. It's a full 30 minutes, actually.
Line, but they go...
Me listing what we did the night before. And I'm like, and then it just ends, and I say, I'm still pulling clamshells out.
Yeah.
And you're like, I drank a milkshake and I'm lactose intolerant for you.
Yeah, I did that for you, dude.
And he's like, you did that for you. You drank yours and half of mine.
I was hungry.
And he was like, yeah, we're just trying to do a romantic gesture. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because we like you. Are you so famous and jaded that you don't know what it looks like when people like you anymore?
And we look at each other.
And that's when we have a moment.
Oh, my God.
We sing simultaneously. One day, I want to be happy.
One day,
I want to be happy. One day, I want to be happy with you. And that's when we hear an uproarious applause.
What?
And I turn around and our mics were hot. And the old man opened the curtains. And everyone's now seeing this. us being vulnerable.
No.
With no accents.
No.
And we quick turned around and were like, oh my God, so sorry. We were doing our impressions of Americans, we were.
Yes.
Dumb, stupid Americans. And then the accent is out of control. We don't know how to get it back.
Yeah.
And everybody is dead silent. And then slow clap starts. And it's a crowd. Everyone's living. And I look at Trevor and Travis and I'm like,
the greatest gift of all you could have given us is the release of our shackles from the character of which we played.
And I'm like, that was poetic. And I look at Trevor and I'm like, take notes. That's what song lyrics should sound like. And he laughs, and we're laughing. The show goes off without a hitch. The curtain drops. The curtain rises. It's 1 year later.
Rises, okay.
It's 1 year later. And we're standing there, and all four of us, and we're singing. We're in, we're not dressed up, you know, Jesse. We're just wearing
casual,
regular clothes. And, we're saying, one day I want to be happy. One day I want to be happy. One day I want to be happy with you. And we're singing, and we're like mumbling. And it's like we're collecting things on the stage, and it's brightly lit. And that's when we pan out, and there's no audience. And then you say, well, it's been a great ride, but it's time to move on to other things. And then that's when you turn around and you're 9 months pregnant. You're really pregnant. And then that's when I say, did you still want to come with me to do the cake tasting for my wedding? And then you're like, yeah. And then they're like, we'll wait in the car and meet you guys. And we're like, okay. They want to give us our moment to say goodbye to the theater that we love so much. And as we're standing, somebody, a janitor, is in there cleaning, and he looks at us and he goes, oh my God, aren't you Hoppy and Poppy? Aren't you Hoppy and Poppy? Can I get a picture with you? And we say, no, but you can get a picture with Wendy and Devin.
Oh.
And he says, that's okay. He goes back to cleaning. And then it just fades out as we walk out, singing I Want to Be Hoppy with You quietly.
It's a normal life.
And we choose a normal life with millions of dollars and love. And the movie is called From Hoppy to Poppy.
From Hoppy to Poppy.
Oh, that was a good one.
I love that.
You guys...
God, you guys. First of all, we have exciting news coming soon. Please know.
Yeah, we still do.
Please know it's coming.
Still coming. Slowly but surely.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like me. Thank you so much. But in the meantime, guys, join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. You want more episodes? Go to the Patreon, bitch. We just dropped 3. Patreon.com/middlechildren. But until next time, live every day like you're... What? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.